Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Rated E for everyone, 10 and up.
This episode is brought to you by our patrons like Carrie Bernhardt, who support the show on a monthly basis. Join the club and get patron-only bonus stories, stickers, and more. Sign up today at patreon.com/thatstoryshow.
Error. Episode 404 not found.
Hey! This is That Story Show, people.
Cooking pizza.
I turned into a bat. I flew into this lady's house. I left her some guano.
Hey, podcast people. This is That Story Show where we bring your really funny stories into the spotlight. This is episode 404, brought to you the week of February 17th, 2022. I'm your host. My name is James, and my good friend is here.
Well, hello. I'm John, and they say that a hero can save us. I'm not going to stand here and wait.
That's right, dadgummit. That's right. Wow.
Who sings that?
I don't know.
It's not Nickelback, is it?
I think it is. Yeah.
I'm not going to hate on them. I've always liked some of their songs.
Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know why people hate Nickelback. I don't listen to them, you know.
But, yeah, it's not like I own any of their CDs, but, you know.
Right. And but I don't know why people hate on them. I don't. Maybe they've been around too long. Maybe they've been too successful, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nah.
Who was the painter of light? Who was that guy?
The painter. Thomas Kincaid.
Yeah, right. Hated him too, you know?
Yeah. And it's like, oh, he's not a real artist. He just makes some fancy paintings and reproduces them and stuff.
Yeah. He was just his crime was he was too successful. He was popular.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, that's what it is. He's getting hated on by all the people who didn't make it as successfully as he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rest his soul.
That's right. Rest his soul. Well, I hope everybody is doing great. I hope this show finds you well and functional and dressed. You know, it's always be nice.
It might be getting ready in the morning. Then we might not have made it to that part yet.
I always think of you as dressed. I just want to let all of you know.
Yeah, same.
Well dressed. You know,
I've never really thought about what people. I mean, I assume that a lot of people listen while they're driving or something, or
yeah, or working
way to work or on vacation or
yeah, on a car trip. You know. That's really a lot of what I hear is people find us when they're on a road trip with their family and they're looking for something clean to listen to, and then they find us and they just absorb all of the episodes. So
yes, James, my son James, he's been listening while he goes to sleep, so he's been going through the backlog of like I think he's in episode 40s somewhere right now. So
wow, he's got a journey ahead of him.
Yeah, he does. I said you're gonna hear about when you were born and stuff. because I think I've talked about that. Because I started before he was born.
That is so true. Yeah. 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 Same with Jay. Same with my boy. So,
yeah.
That's crazy. Well, we always start with an opening story. This one's called Julie's Tumor. It's from Emmy Holloway. Hey,
James. Not a tumor.
Hey, James and John. Boy, do I have an awesome story today. My youngest sister is 9 years younger than me, and her name is Julie. And I was in fifth or sixth grade at the time. And this puts her around 2 years old. My mom was getting WIC at the time, and we had a huge stockpile of dried beans. That's the government for you right there. It's just... Here, are you poor? You need something to eat? Here, I have a bunch of nasty beans. So,
I like beans.
A lot. I liked government cheese back in the day, but I didn't like the beans. But my parents, being the creative weirdos that they were, decided that it would be neat to build a sensory table that was about 10 inches deep. So they dumped all the stockpiled beans into this table, and it held every bit of 50 pounds of beans and probably more. So one day I was playing with my sisters. Yes, the same ones that I taught to skate on lotion floors. That must be a previous story. I quickly lost interest in the bean table and went to do my own thing. Next thing I knew, Julie was wailing. I ran up to her and asked her what was wrong. She pointed at her nose and I freaked out and called for her mom, who was on the other side of the house. She came running, hollering, "What's wrong? What happened?" I pulled Julie's chin up and said, "Mom, look, Julie has a tumor." And she panicked and looked, and she squeezed the bridge of the girl's nose and out shot a pinto bean.
She stuffed it up her nose.
My mom all but collapsed from laughter. In my child mind, I saw the lighter brown and darker brown squiggles, and the darker brown squiggles looked like veins. And I flipped out.
She's still thinking it's a tumor. She
thought it was a tumor. We all joke about Julie's tumor at the time, Emmy Holloway. I'm just glad they didn't shoot it from the nose back into the sensory table.
Yeah. They'll never find it now, kid.
Never find which one was the tumor. No, I remember as a kid, I was shoving peas up my nose. I don't know why kids do this.
Why did it's just like the perfect orifice, you know? I think I've stuck an M&M up there once.
And and I realized in a panic moment that they weren't coming out. And I almost started crying, but I was afraid I was going to get in trouble, cuz I knew there was going to be a question. Why did you stick peas up your nose, you stupid little brat, you know?
I should be eating them.
And so what I did instead is I snorted. And immediately gagged, because, you know, they go through your nose and halfway down your throat. And then I swallowed, and they never touched my mouth, thankfully. But it's so gross. But I saved my own self from possible humiliation and despair. So it was pretty gross.
Nice.
The things you do. Anyway, let's rewind the week. Rewinding. All right. So, you know, it's supposed to be a period of time in the show where we go back into the week and talk about something funny that's happened, but I couldn't remember anything. And I even keep a list. I like have it on my phone, and when something happens, I'll jot it down, but nothing really happened. The only thing that did happen, it's more of an MMD moment, a made my day moment, is I got to save my daughter. And
got to save her?
I got to save her. She called me. It's nighttime, and she's on her way home driving down the highway, and she says, "Dad, suddenly the gas pump or the accelerator wouldn't accelerate the car." And so I pulled over to the side of the road and I started trying to drive it to get it back up to speed. And the whole car started shaking and there's these lights on. And I said, "Well, send me a picture of the lights and you know, blah, blah, blah." And it was an oil light. So she, you know, I said, "All right, shut the car off. I'll be there in a minute. Go ahead and call roadside assistance," you know? And, So I pulled up behind her. I felt a little creepy. I was like, hope I don't scare her to death. You know, I had told her to turn her hazard lights off, because people will try to help, quote unquote, you know, and take advantage.
Right.
So it's a city after all. But anyway, I came up to her window and she was happy to see me, and she takes the stuff out of her car and puts it in my car and goes and sits in my car. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to try to drive this thing, her car. And, just a little while, you know, just for a bit, and everything seemed fine. And so I kept going, and there's no problem. And so I put it in park, and but the oil light was on, and I'm like, you know what? It's only running good because it's had a chance to cool down. We definitely need to have it towed. So I get out of the car, and I look back, and I had only driven a short distance in car miles, but in walking miles, I'd gone a quarter mile. I could barely see two headlights on my other car. So I had to walk all the way. And my daughter told me when I got there finally that she was like, I wanted to drive up to you, but you took the cars, the car keys with you. And you left your phone here. So I couldn't even, I was like, I know. I was mumbling to myself the whole way back. But we sat there in the car for 2 hours, which was ridiculous. A long time to have to wait, but it was late. It was like 9 at night, but we waited for 2 hours and talked and hung out and had a great time. Uh-huh. And I got my exercise in, you know, for that night.
Got your quarter mile walk.
Yeah, I sure did. It was just funny to me because I didn't drive that far.
But it felt far.
It was a long way. So anyway, it turned out to be a $30 part, you know, and they fixed us up.
Oh, sweet.
We got the car back and everything. So
not a huge deal.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. She's back on the road again, and she was very happy. So anyway, it was just good times. It was good times. When your kids get older, they don't need you as much. So it was nice to be needed, you know?
Yeah. Nice to be a dad, right?
Right. Yeah. And we talked, like I said, for 2 hours, talked about everything. I mean, school, boys, job stuff, you know, future, God stuff, you know, all kinds of stuff. It was crazy. And it was a good time. Good time.
Awesome.
So well, I
I'm planned, glad you had that.
I plan to pull another fuse. about once a month, and
there you go.
Go save her.
Yeah. What are you going to do to Jay? I mean, you gotta find some time with him somehow too.
Well, Jay still likes me, so
okay.
Gotcha. He still needs me to drive him around and stuff. It really wasn't until she turned 16 that she got fully independent. You know.
Yeah.
So anyway.
My 17-year-old now, he still doesn't have his I can't say it's not a bad thing. You know, he doesn't have his license yet.
Right.
He just didn't feel the need to get it right away, you know.
Right.
Living out here in the country and stuff. So we still get to have moments together in the drives and whatnot. So
that's good. That's good. And plus he'll probably end up in your basement anyway.
Yeah. So. Either that or on the back 40 somewhere.
Yeah. Just pull up a trailer and plumb it and
that's right.
Wire it.
We don't have a basement. We just got a crawl space. So, you know, he could live down there too, I guess. I mean, fine.
Whatever does it for him. That's what we joke about with Jay. Jenna will be fine, but Jay, we worry about, but.
Well, God knows. Well, I got a kind of a weekly update. It's not awesome. It's not even really mine, but I mean, school's been out here over the week, so I've just kind of been working from a quiet location. Getting lots done, though. I tell you, man, it's almost like vacation for me, even though I'm coming in every day. But
yeah,
so things have been quiet on that front. But we have a lady in the church who's a new listener. Hi, Rachel. She was telling me about something. She said, this would be funny for your show, so I'll pass it along. you know those neighborhood, it's like Next Door or Facebook groups.
Yeah.
where, you know, you can talk about things happening in your neighborhood.
Right.
Well, her neighborhood has something like that going on. And she said that somebody posted the other day about a white male in the middle of the street in his underwear. And they called the cops and they thought, you know, he might be dangerous because he had a machete. And they're like, you know, what's up with this? You know, be careful of this guy. I don't know what he's up. And, you know, so later on, a lady posts and she says, don't worry about that. That's my son. So apparently what had happened is he was taking a nap and the mom was taking a shower or something. She was unavailable. And he heard something in the morning just like pound on the door. So he went to go investigate and he just jumped right out of bed, grabbed something close from the garage, I guess. And he was trying to get out of the house and he couldn't get out of the house. So apparently he cut the screen door out.
Oh my God.
With the machete. I guess that's maybe why he had the machete, was so that he could cut his way out of the house. And so he's walking around the house looking to see who is messing with him. And apparently he walked out in the street at one point in his skivvies, and they called the police, and police came to the door and knocked, and he wasn't there because he was looking for whoever was messing around with the house. And so the mom finally answered the door, and so the mom is relaying all of this information into this next door or this community web thing so that people know what's going on. And, you know, apparently she was unavailable and it wasn't anything after all. There's no thieves breaking in or anything like that.
Right.
But she finished up her, she finished, because everybody's looking for this white male in his underwear. She finished up her post by saying, oh, by the way, my son's not white. He's just really ashy. It's like all of the stuff that's going on. She just had to make sure that everybody knows.
Clarify. That, yeah, he's not white. He just needs some lotion. That's all. Just
needs some lotion.
So how old is this son? I mean, I'm assuming we have a special needs problem or issue, you know, going on. No,
I don't know. I didn't read the post myself. It just kind of came across my way.
Because so. I mean, if you're hacking through a screen door and you're in your underwear and you're you know, going around, I don't know. I'll just tell you this. Next door neighbor, or whatever it's called, is not a friendly place.
Here man, in St. Louis. Nothing online's friendly anymore.
It's ornery. Because like one guy was like, I just got my new tags, but I'm not gonna put them on my car like them people. And we'll see if the cops pull me over. And 15 people are like, what do you mean, them people? You know?
Oh, jeez.
I knew what he meant. He meant black people. He's a racist. But
what? Do they, what, how does it, how, they put their tags on differently?
No, there's a lot of cars that are not registered.
Oh.
And they have either no tags at all, or they have expired dealer tags. And it's not just black people, but the people that don't like black people around here say it is. And he was, geez. And I knew the guy, and I knew he was one of those people. And I was like, dude, well, you got to get on and just advertise it. Why don't you just play your little joke and, you know, and dare the cops to pull you over and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Cause, St. Louis is weird. Nobody gets pulled over for anything, like speeding, running a red light, and not having tags, no insurance. It don't matter, you know.
Do they have any police presence?
There's not enough. And the ones that are active are dealing with real stuff, like hardcore stuff. I mean, we're the murder capital of America. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So, no. You know, I mean, we hear gunshots a couple times a week and it just has become normal. And it's like, that's not normal, James. It's not supposed to be normal. So
I thought they just were fireworks. Oh man.
But, yeah, it's just a hotbed, the next door neighbor thing of people just hating on each other. Like, I got
keyboard warriors.
I got some apricots. If people want to come by and pick them, well, make sure you keep them off the ground because they smell up the whole neighborhood when they fall in your yard. You know, it's just hateful crap, dude.
Wow. So,
anyway, I wanted to thank some patrons. We got Wick Tex. He became a dollar a month patron. Appreciate that. Nathan Holloway became a $10 an 80 cent patron. That means he paid annually. So a dollar a month there. Dad Meredith became a $54 patron. That means he paid annually as well. That's I think that's about $5 a month. And then Hangry Goat became a $10 a month patron. So big thanks to him. And
wow.
Remember, Patreon folks get bonus stories. We recently did a poll and found out that, well, what do you know? Stories are your favorite part of the broadcast, and you want more of them. And I'm like, well, surprise, surprise. We do more stories. We do them every single week.
We do.
Yeah, it's called bonus content. Yeah. So, you know, if you want to become a patron, it's easy to do. Just go to patreon.com/thatstoryshow and sign up today, and we will hook you up.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So, speaking of which, let's jump into some stories right about now. Is there anybody going to listen to my story? All right, this is officially just titled hashtag MSD. It's middle school drama. It's written by Margarita and Snake Lover.
Oh, so they're anonymous, huh? Or is that really their name?
I don't know.
Margarita Lover and Snake Lover. Are they married?
Or? I don't know.
Well, this is middle school. It can't
I don't know. But we have a story that took place a long time ago. We went to a national park in Iowa after it had rained, and it was always raining in Iowa. That's their state. That's their state motto. It's always raining in Iowa. Anyway, we were walking in the creek, and we decided to eat lunch and do a Bible study. Yeah, that's
all right.
That's the first thing on my list. Like, hey, we're in Iowa. It's raining. Let's eat some lunch and do a Bible study. My younger sister noticed she had to go to the bathroom. Hey, you know what I noticed the other day? I had to go to the bathroom. I just noticed it. Yeah. Didn't do anything about it. It's just something I noticed. Anyway, she found a good spot, and there was a stick on a tree, and it had grass hanging down from it. So she decided to hold the branch, and will hold the branch. I don't know about that sentence, but I kind of get what's going on. She found a branch that she could steady herself on. She heard the sound of middle school boys, so trying to hurry up, she kind of peed on her pants.
Uh-oh.
I couldn't imagine. The things women have to deal with, first of all.
Yeah.
I mean, being able to pee outside is such a benefit as a man. And and then when we get older, most of us get better looking, you know? And it's just not fair for the females. Now, my wife, so far, is getting hotter and hotter the older she gets. That's what I keep telling her. And it's the truth. But she was talking about this the other day about how it's not fair being a woman. And I'm like, yeah, it is terrible because the ugly, you know, if aliens were looking at us, they'd be like, the ugly ones get ready in like 5 minutes. And the pretty ones takes them an hour and a half to get ready. What's going on that planet? You know? Anyway, so she kind of peed on her pants, but that's not all. When my
That's not all.
Dun, dun, dun. When my dad and I were walking to the car, he jumped over a mud puddle, and I thought that was a great idea. Being a dumb middle school blonde that I was, I took a running leap and somehow did a 360 in the air and landed on my butt in the mud. About a week after, my older sister was walking in the creek on some slippery rocks and wiped out and gashed her knee open, and it was spewing blood. So she's just getting all her stories in one time. I noticed the sister noticed she had to go to the bathroom. She probably noticed her knee was gashed open. Anyway, she could have used stitches, but she didn't get them. P.S. We are homeschooled middle schoolers. Oh boy!
Oh,
yay!
So where does your son go to school?
And I hope this makes it on the show. Written by Margarita and Snake Lover. Man, you gotta really love snakes to identify yourself as a snake lover.
Snake lover.
I am not.
Does that mean I'm not that they're parcel tongue and all that
stuff? I don't know. Maybe she's Slytherin. Yeah, who knows? Slytherin. I'm officially not a snake lover. I'm a snake hater. I hate snakes. I like turtles though. I've been surfing TikTok lately, and there's this guy that has all these tortoises.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, and he feeds them cactus.
Oh yeah, I've seen that guy.
Yeah, it's the greatest thing I've ever seen. They're so crunchy, their little beaks, they just crunch and crunch and crunch, and they look so happy. And I love them. I love the turtles.
They can down some cactus.
They don't play. They don't chew it up. I think they just ingest it. But it made me want to get a turtle. Bites. But somebody in the chat room told me you had to have a aqua turtle, first of all. And so we'll stay small. And you have to have a 75-gallon tank. And I started pricing those jokers even on Craigslist. They're like $400. And I'm like, maybe I don't want a turtle after all. So.
There's a lady in my church that has a, I think she said it was like a pyramid or, it's a tortoise. It's a big tortoise.
Yeah.
And I think she's got a couple of them too, and they just live in her backyard.
Right. Yeah. They're gopher turtles. Yeah. In the South, you have gopher turtles. And
these are pets. They're her pets. Yeah. Somebody tried stealing one once and didn't get away with it. But yeah, they live for like ever.
Yeah. They're insanely aged. They live like parrots, except even more. But anyway, Rachel in the chat room says they carry salmonella, but that's okay. I still love them and their salmonella. I just love them. I don't care. I forgive you, turtle.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
Well, you know, maybe they can put the salmonella down for a little while.
Yeah. Are they drinking it or, you know?
They just carry it.
They just have it in a backpack.
Yeah. So. That's what they keep in their shell. Salmonella.
I don't know. So
I got
Go ahead. Go ahead. No.
No, you first.
No, I was going to say read a stinking story already, but.
That's what
I realized. I'm sorry. Sorry I was pushy.
No, it's okay. It's your job. This story comes to us from Nathan H. out of Arkansas. He's also known as Montag on the Discord, and I believe he's in here with us now.
Yeah, James, they like to do that. Because I email them when their stuff's going to be on the show, and then they're like, hey, I'm going to come live and listen to it live.
Listen to it live. That way I don't have to download the episode later. So, well, this is called The Death Roll, and I hope you're ready for a good one. So Nathan says, hey, okay, so here's a funny story for you. Me and my three friends, also coworkers at the time, are coming back late at night, about 4 a.m., off of the 412 interstate heading home. I have no idea where that is.
I know exactly where that is.
Really?
No, I have no idea. Oh. I've never been to Arkansas in my life.
I've been through Arkansas, but I don't recall where. Anyways, we are driving a Chevy Blazer that's got a broken gas gauge. Oh, no. We estimate how many miles we need have left before we run out of gas. So we were all making guesses on how close how close we are on being on empty. So we have to make a turnoff not too long on our trip, and there's this gas station down there, and although they're not open 24/7, I've heard and seen the pumps on late at night. Well, I hope so, because it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm very curious, you know, Montag, Nathan, why in the world you're out that late, but that's, we'll just leave that outside of the story.
Yeah. Cause that's yeah. morning. That's definitely, you know, people are getting up in a couple hours to go to Walmart to work.
Yeah. That's right.
That's where everybody in Arkansas works, is at Walmart. So
Walmart.
Yeah. I just want to tick everybody off in Arkansas. So.
Oh, well, let's see how offensive we can be. We've already touched a couple of the hot topics.
Yeah. Yeah. I got all the ultra right wingers mad at me. I'll just get all of Arkansas. That's like yesterday when we were at Sam's, we picked up our Sam's order and I saw this huge line of people getting gas at Sam's, and I'm like, look at all those Republicans.
What makes, just because they're getting gas at Sam's?
Yeah, I think they're all Republicans. I just have a feeling that if I went through there and just asked them, you know, did you support Trump in the last election, they would all say yes.
Just because they're getting gas at Sam's?
Yeah, I think there's a type of person that gets gas at Sam's.
what kind of person gets gas at Kroger?
I don't know. I didn't know that was
people
possible.
Who want to save money, I guess.
Oh, but I just thought it was funny. I wasn't trying to offend anybody or whatever. I was just like, look at those Republicans getting gas. So
getting gas. Well, anyway. Well, according to the stickers that I keep seeing on the gas pumps, it's the Democrats' fault that the prices are so high.
Oh.
So. Anywho, we'll move. Let's get out of politics. This is a comedy show.
Yeah, amen.
Well, Nathan's about out of gas, and he literally hears one of his friends say, I hope we don't run out of gas. And then the vehicle goes silent.
Oh!
You know that feeling, James. How many times you've run out of gas,
dude,
in your life?
It's only been a few, but they're all deeply embedded in my memory.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It does. Your engine shuts off and you're just cruising and lights are on in your dash and everything's so. Anyways, at this point we're cruising down the interstate doing about 60 and I have no power steering. And my friends start to notice the quietness and I'm like, "Guys, we're out of gas." And instead of freaking out, they all start laughing hysterically because it's like 4 a.m. What's funnier than running out of gas at 4 a.m. on the interstate? I don't know. So we're coasting along and our left turn is coming up and I slow down just a little bit to make the turn. Thank God nobody was coming because we have to go about another mile or so before we even see the gas station. Keep in mind, we're coasting this whole time.
Wow.
And we approach the gas station. We start to lose too much speed. And I say, "Guys, I don't know if we're going to go. I don't know if we're going to make it up that hill to the gas pumps." And as if on cue, everybody but me opens their doors and starts kicking with their feet to keep the vehicle moving. And unlike the dude that had the Jeep and that did the similar thing way back in one of our other episodes, nobody falls out completely from the vehicle.
So they all went Fred Flintstone on him.
They did. They were like, "We're going to push this car, dude. We're just going to put our feet out and just like, roll with it, man."
They must have looked like a turtle from the top, you know. Each
a Chevy
door
Blazer
has,
turtle
has one leg sticking out, you know, pushing the thing. So,
well, let's see what happens because I don't know if they make it or not.
Oh,
with the help of my friends, we have just enough speed to get up the hill to the gas station as we come crawling up next to the gas pumps. And guess what, James?
I don't know.
Yes, the gas pumps did work.
Yay!
At 4 o'clock in the morning, we were able to get gas. We laughed so hard about it. And even to this day, driving past the gas station, I'm always reminded of our adventure at 4 o'clock in the morning. Hope this makes it on the show. P.S. James, you guys are great. keep up the great work.
Oh, it's so nice of him to call it work.
Yes.
Like we work. Like this is a job. Thank you, Nathan. But thank you. Thank you so much, Nathan of Arkansas, a.k.a. Montag on Discord. We appreciate
Montag.
It. Montag. Yeah, I ran out of gas one time and did one of those coasted things right in there and stopped right next to the gas pump. But that only happened once.
Oh, man.
Every other time I was miles away. I was miles away from
miles
gas. And not only do you have to walk, you have to pay some ridiculous price that they mark up
for a gas,
the gas cans. Yes.
I really wanted a $30 gas can anyways.
Yeah. It only holds 1 gallon of gas, but yeah, then you have to lug the thing back, all 5 gallons of it. It's a bad thing. It's a bad deal. So anyway,
I tell you about that time when I moved my friend across the country to Canada?
Uh-uh.
But so he was moving back to Canada and we drove cross country and we had this big, huge, the biggest possible U-Haul that you could get. And behind his U-Haul, we're pulling his other car.
Uh-huh.
And we're driving, you know, we got up really early in the morning and we're driving through, you know, and it, like nobody's open. And I noticed I'm driving at this point. We're almost out of gas. And I had said, hey, man, and it's one of those kind that had the it'll tell you how much miles you have until you run out completely.
Yeah.
And like it was telling us, hey, you've got 0 miles left. And I'm like, we're in the middle of the country somewhere, probably Arkansas. I don't know. And I'm like, there's a gas station. It's really early in the morning. I'm like, we got to get gas. So I pull off, we get in there and I pull up and the place looks empty. But I look up and I'm like, dude, this place is closed.
And
he's like, oh no, man, are you serious? And I said, no, I'm just kidding. <They're up. laughs> Yeah, it was funny. It was a great, great, perfectly timed joke that you probably only get to do once in your lifetime.
Yeah, that is terrible. That's the worst.
Yeah. Cause I like, we would not have made it out of there and there's no pushing one of those things. And
no,
being in the middle of the, there's nowhere telling how far we were away from the next gas station. So, oh
my gosh. Yeah. My car has that feature where, you know, I'll tell you 200 miles or whatever, but it'll get down to 28 miles and then 16. And then it just shuts off and it's like, good luck. So I don't get 0 miles or 1 mile or 3 miles. It just quits trying to guesstimate at a certain point. And it's like, you should have had gas by now, fool. So,
yeah. I gave you a warning.
That's right. So anyway, hey, this one's called Bad Bathroom. It's by Jacob Moreland. He says, hey, it's Jake from Bellefontaine, pronounced Bellefountain. Okay. Sorry. I'm not French. So
Bellefountain.
Anyway,
stalkers.
This is my story. I was at Valentine's party and my friend Sean had just went to the bathroom. Ooh, that sounded weird. Anyways, the men's room in this building was disgusting and reeked of urine. And Sean had been in the bathroom for a little while now, and I assumed he was taking a thick dump. That's middle school for you right there.
There you go. I just assumed he was taking a thick dump as opposed to a thin one.
Yeah, a little thin, wormy kind. I went to the bathroom because I was waiting for him to play basketball in the gym where the party was happening, and I yelled stupidly into the bathroom, hey, say hey if you're dead. And an older guy who was washing his hands said, I'm old, but I'm not dead yet. I proceeded to mutter and back away awkwardly. The embarrassment did not last long, though, because I realized I could just send the story to that story show. You guys are awesome. That's right. If anything embarrassing happens to you, send that story into that story show. So
I just want to know what happened to Sean.
Yeah, where is Sean in this story?
Where's Sean?
The toilet swallow him up? You know, you take too thick of a dump to where he couldn't get out of it, you know?
Just he's outside somewhere. He couldn't get back in the building. He
frosted the top of a cupcake and just, you know, couldn't get out. It just came up over the lid, you know? I don't know.
Sorry, everybody.
Yeah.
We keep talking about we're not going to be doing dump stories.
I know.
Poop and stuff, but.
But he said thick dump. So.
He said thick dump. I mean, I guess we took it to the next level, didn't we? Yeah. It's our fault.
It's what we do.
I'm sorry. Well, since we're in the bathroom already, I might as well go with this story. This is comes to us from Josiah McCarthy. This is the longest pee.
Mm.
And no, we're not talking about the kind that you stick up your nose, apparently.
No.
Hey, James and John, this is Josiah. I am 13. Well, how welcome to being a teenager. I've been listening to your show for 4 years, and I love it. So I wanted to send in a story. Well, it's about time. Thanks, Josiah. That was his story. So, just kidding. I'm just kidding. We got more here. One morning a couple of years ago, I woke up before the rest of the family, and I went to the bathroom, and as I was peeing, I saw that there was something off about the bottle of cleaning spray on the toilet. I realized that there was a spider web that was going down from the top of the bottle to the top of the toilet on every side of the bottle. Basically, it was like a web teepee over the top of this cleaning bottle. Yikes. Not only was it a spider web, but there were baby spiders crawling all over it.
Spiders!
Little baby spiders. Aren't they cute and cuddly?
They're the worst. They're the worst kind of spiders. They're the kind.
Why?
Because there's a story about a girl that had a pimple on her face, and she went to pop it, and it a bunch of spiders came out.
Oh no, that's got to be a urban legend.
It is, but it's still gross and it's scary.
All right, okay. Well, Josiah got really freaked out and wanted to stop peeing, but I couldn't. I was stuck there. I just kept going. It's like a fire hydrant. And I was stuck there. He says, I was stuck there while this Indiana Jones style bug jubilee was going on. Well, first of all, as a 13-year-old, I'm very impressed that you know about the Indiana Jones style bug.
Yeah, where the wall's closing in on you too at the same time. So.
Yeah, apparently. I can't get out of here. I got to pee though. Well, it felt like the longest pee of my life. So once I was done, I flushed, washed my hands, and I went to go get my dad to help me deal with it. I kind of felt bad about waking him up, but I didn't want spiders crawling all over the bathroom.
Yeah, no, you're doing the right thing, man.
Yeah. You did. In fairness to your whole family, you did the right thing. But once I woke him up, I told him about the whole ordeal and asked him to help. When we got into the bathroom, he looked at the bottle for a few seconds and then quickly grabbed it and dropped it into the bathtub. And he ran water all over it for a few seconds to kill all the spiders
on
the web.
They didn't die. They only die from fire. Water doesn't kill them. They're going to float back up. They're coming back.
Water makes them multiply. Yeah. Well, they went down the drain, apparently. Josiah continues, then I killed the rest of the spiders that were on the toilet using toilet paper, and then I went back to bed. But for the next week or two, even though we killed a lot of spiders, I would find a baby spider on the toilet every once in a while, and I would kill it.
Yeah.
Thanks for reading this on the show.
That's how you get backed up right there. That's how you get constipated. It's like, I'm never using that toilet again. I'm not having no baby spiders climbing up my backside. There's no way.
Trees.
Going out in the yard with Emmy's sister or whatever it was from the earlier story. I'm gonna go pee on a stick.
That's right.
Oh my goodness. Well, what a wonderful show it has been, my friends. I can't believe it's already that time. I'm sure you have a funny life story you'd love to share with us. Me and John would love to share it with our audience. Whatever your story is, send it to email or audio to thatstoryshow@gmail.com. thatstoryshow.com is the website. Review us the show rather at review.nlcast.com. Thanks to our patrons for your support, with special thanks to our producers James Spangler, Jennifer Kennison, Eric Kube, Carrie Wright, Christopher Tynan. Support the work we do and get more from your favorite podcast today, more stories that is, at patreon.com/thatstoryshow. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, painful, or gross happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed, just think, hey, This belongs on that story show. We'll see you guys next week. And John, you're amazing, man. Have I told you that lately?
No.
Have I told
this is not true.
You lately that I love you?
Okay. You're great, James.
We'll talk. We'll talk off the air.
Okay.
Get it all squared away. Thanks, chat room, for hanging out with us today. If you'd like to hang out with us, it's Thursdays, 5 o'clock p.m. Central Time on Discord. Just go to nlcast.com/community, click on Discord link, get yourself connected, and you'll be ready to go on Thursdays at 5 p.m. We'll see you guys next week. Bye, John.
Bye, James.